Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The real task that we have to focus on as a party is replacing President Obama with someone who understands the economy and who believes in American principles. And the fact that I'm doing relatively well versus the president is an encouraging sign. Look, he's failed the American people. They recognize that. They want a leader who can replace him and get the country on the right track again.
There is presidential hopeful Mitt Romney explaining what he thinks is the good reasons for him, the Republican Party, to be focused on the president and getting into the position of power, someone who can actually beat him. That's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. My name is Doug Steffen. You can follow what we're doing here at DougSteffen.com. You can go to the Listen box, find where we are on Facebook. Help yourself to Facebook.com/Good Day. That's the connection. Let's, as we listen to the talk radio and talk television that follow all of the issues of the day, here's Martha McCallum on Fox talking to Mitt Romney about the latest polls in Iowa.
Newt Gingrich is still ahead, but Ron Paul seems to be pulling up. Would you rather Ron Paul won than Newt Gingrich if it's not you?
Hey, I want to do well in all the states, and you're going to see, I think, a lot of bouncing around in poll numbers between now and the actual voting, and I don't know how quickly this is going to be resolved. It may take a while. It may be done in just a few weeks, but it may go on for months. So stay tuned. This is good news for you guys. You'll be talking about this political process for a long time.
I'm not sure it's great news for you, though, because I think you, initially when all this was starting, you wanted to kind of be in a better position by now to win, you know, a few of the first four big ones. And when you look at the Real Clear Politics average right now, Gingrich is beating you in Iowa. He's beating you, getting very close. You're only up by about 8 in New Hampshire right now, and South Carolina and Florida as well. So this long haul, we might be going till June thing, was not what you were saying a few months back.
You know, it's very hard to predict how the political process is going to play out. And everybody gets their chance to be put under the microscope. And as time goes on, I think people make up their mind, decide who really can lead our country. But right now, I think that as people look at who can defeat President Obama and get America back to creating the jobs we need, people are coming to the conclusion increasingly that I'm the person with the experience and the temperament and the capacity to actually lead America and to defeat President Obama. And that, I think, in the final analysis, is what they want to see.
Well, if they're coming to that conclusion, and they may be coming to that conclusion, we'll see when they start voting, but it's not evident at this point in the polls. How do you feel about the fact that, you know, in 08 you came in second in Iowa? Right now you're hoping to come in third in Iowa, according to these latest numbers that we're looking at. You know, do you feel, is there anything that you wish you had done differently in the early stages of this campaign, really?
Absolutely not. We recognize that no one gets coronated in a primary process. You get to go out and describe the things you care about. People make their mind up based upon what they see. They look at the different candidates. Over the last year, there have been a number of people who've led in the polls, whether it was Donald Trump or Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain,
Rick
Perry.
You know, some of your
Rick
supporters, Trent Lott said he was a major backer of you and is a major backer of you. He said, you know what, I wish he'd been more aggressive out of the gate. I wish we had this thing wrapped up by now. You know, what do you think about that?
I think he's wrong. I don't think anyone, so far, we've seen through this political process, has been able to go out and stay in the lead for an entire year. That's just not going to happen. People do get a chance to be looked at. In my case, we're absolutely confident that as people have a very good chance to look at all the candidates, they'll continue to believe that I'm the right person to lead the country. And by the way, numbers look good in polls, but you know what? They come and go. I'm looking for the votes.
All right. So that's the kind of interview that annoys people to the nth degree. Listening to somebody trying to, that's the old gotcha stuff. Well, what do you think about this? Right? Yeah. So Martha McCallum, not a credit to her industry, at least after that conversation with Romney. But we got to get the tough questions out. Those weren't tough questions. Those were jerky questions, at least in my read. But I'm only one person. You're there. You tell me. 800-510-8255. Where we are in terms of your preferences, the good stuff, the bad stuff, we're viewing it all, listening to it from the television side. Let's go to the radio side here for talk host Jay Morris, Sean Patrick, and Jim McKinney, who take apart Michael Savage's offer to Newt Gingrich to get out of the race.
Michael Savage is a tool. He really is. But that's his shtick. And he does very well by it. He's a popular conservative talk show host. This is funny. I'm sorry. This is really funny. He's decided to offer Newt Gingrich $1 million to drop out of the GOP race because he doesn't think that this former Speaker of the House can beat President Barack Obama. Never did I think that Michael Savage and this program would agree. But we've said it before. I don't think Newt Gingrich is going to beat the president. He's got too much baggage, and you know, now he says, "Well, I'm not gonna mudsling or anything like that." That's crap. It's a political season. Give me a break. But the fact that Savage actually offered him $1 million just cracks me up.
Great bit.
For
an on-the-air host to be able to pull it off. If I had $1 million to back myself, I would do the same thing. But secondly, Newt Gingrich isn't going to win the nomination, so we don't have to worry about it in the first place.
Yeah.
He's not going to win. See, the reported piece of most of these polls is the majority of people are still undecided.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds great when Newt's got this huge lead. Look, when 50 to 60%
is still
of the voting public, most of the independents and a lot of the Republicans are still undecided, these mean nothing. But it's a great bit.
Well,
I'll give you that.
The thing about Savage, and he really lives up to his last name. He really does. He has a tendency to really beat people up. He has a long list on his blog, including Gingrich's ads with Nancy Pelosi, his past infidelity, and the fact that no matter his intelligence, when he appears on TV, quote, he will come off badly compared to Obama and look like nothing more than what he is, a fat old white man.
These are well documented. I mean, I've always said, look, you look at anybody and you say, look, as long as they can carry their own baggage, life is good, and work with them, you do anything else, they'll be a great citizen. It's when they can't carry their own baggage that you have a problem. Newt Gingrich can't carry his own baggage. He opens up his mouth and just whatever comes out, some of it's really good, others of it you go, ooh.
Who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The majority, this is an excellent point there. As those hosts talk about the offer to Gingrich for $1 million to get out of the race, majority of voters are undecided. But what also isn't reported is where most people are. This is, again, the news media doing a sucko job with, if it's got to be analysis, you ought to be able to analyze all this stuff on your own. Well, you can. Just turn these people off when they're on. The TV people are much more annoying than the radio people, I think, though, don't you? Because they just yak, babbit, 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 that. So at any rate, 74% of the country talking about all voters, people who are eligible to vote, are not sure what they will do at this point. Obama enjoying the worst polls in the history, at least in the last century, of pretty much any president. You go back to the Depression era, that far back, 70, 80, 90 years. And so the Republicans can't come up with someone who will beat him? Wow. If that's the case, what does that say about the Republicans? It says if you're a Republican, you better get your act together or it's really, really, really time for a third party, which is what a lot of you think anyway. Okay. We'll continue along here. The GOP race for the presidency is where we get started here on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Scrooge.
Humbug! Ah! Ah!
Humbug. Humbug, I tell you, humbug.
There have been dozens of Scrooges, but my favorite Christmas carol is a modest animated TV version from 1962.
And they sing of Christmas. Bah, humbug.
That's Jim Backus in Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Simple, colorful, and tuneful. It's the Scrooge of choice in my house. And that's not just humbug.
Humbug.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Things go very, very badly for Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover Part 2. Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. And Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman battle it out in Conan the Barbarian. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Well, who's going to win? Who's losing? 800-510-8255. GOP presidential race on the countdown. Host Mitch Henk here talking to Kurt Schultz and Mike Thompson from Ron Paul's campaign about his popularity in Iowa.
We saw the Iowa student newspaper. We're seeing young people on the phones. What is it about Ron Paul that is attracting the, quote, smart kids on the ground? Kurt?
Well, what I'm thinking is the Constitution and the Internet. People can go on to the Internet now. They can start doing their own research. They can go to YouTube. They can Google different founding principles of our country that they haven't been taught in school. And as they search for the truth, they realize that the Constitution is this incredible document that has set a precedent of the most incredible nation on earth over the last 200 years.
So the government's trying to do too much, i.e. his position to eliminate five federal departments, get rid of the Federal Reserve, and stay out of unnecessary wars. There you have it, huh?
Right. And you know, it's funny because people are also waking up to the Communist Manifesto, and they realize that there's 10 planks. And they go look at those 10 planks, and I encourage everybody to look at that and go, wow, check, check, check. And how far, and just in my lifetime, I'm 34, how far our country has gone away from its roots, that there's so much socialism now, there's so much this collectivism that is so prevalent in our society to this, you know, give me, give me, give me. Government has nothing. In order for government to give something, it has to take from somebody else. And that reality is what young people see. And Social Security isn't going to be there for them. I mean, I get a statement that it's going to be done by 2017, that they're going to go to these magical trust funds, and then all of a sudden they'll last another two decades or something. But we all know that there's no such thing.
There you hear a 34-year-old Ron Paul operative talking about that. Mike Thompson, you might be a little bit older than 34. I won't give it away. How deep are these values held, do you think, in the countryside by the American people?
Yeah. Well, you know, Mitch, the Internet has help people to understand that they have access to information. They can do for themselves. They can discover, and they don't like, you know, the top-down attitude that's being imposed on them, whether it's here in Madison or in Washington or any other far-off place. We'd like local government, and I think that is the core of the Ron Paul message.
Boy, do I think
local
they've hit that
government
nail on the head. 21 after the hour, more GOP politics up next year on our countdown.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hello, or welcome back. Either of those two things may apply if you're just joining us. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. And as we try to understand the ups and downs of who's in what position of the GOP race, understanding the general populace is into something else, looking around, but the Ron Paul thing, it may be interesting as it comes. It is a three-person race now, don't you think, between Mitt Romney and Newt and Ron Paul. So let's get a little bit more background here from Talkos David Bowes. He's got some of the more recent comments that Gingrich, Mr. Newt Gingrich, has made about Mitt Romney, and he doesn't think Newt's doing himself any favors.
Now, Newt Gingrich took a swing at Mitt Romney.
Governor Romney said this morning on Fox News that you should return the money that you earned from Fannie Mae Freddie Mac.
I love the way he and his consultants do these things. I would just say that if Governor Romney would like to give back all the money he's earned from bankrupting companies and laying off employees over his years of Bain, that I would be glad to then listen to him. And I'll bet you $10, not $10,000, that he won't take the offer.
It's kind of a masterful parley of what it was that Romney was saying. You know, Romney's talking about the Fannie Mae Freddie Mac stuff that Gingrich has described as disgraceful. And frankly, I'm not too happy about it myself. And Gingrich claims that he got the $3 million, was it 2.7? I forget what it ended up being. It started off as about 500,000 or 300,000, then it was about a 1.2 million, and then it was more. But it was these consulting fees, and he says, I was a historian for them. That makes no sense whatsoever. Can you imagine all the history professors right now saying, I got to get into this historian biz? I never knew corporations were just looking for their historians. Give them a little bit of advice. It's very lucrative. So clearly, you know, the only reason you would pay Newt for that kind of thing is because Newt has a lot of inside contacts and would be potentially influential for you. So it's another way of saying lobbyist without actually saying lobbyist, because that's supposed to be a bad thing. Personally, I don't think lobbying is always a bad thing, but I think Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been extremely bad for the country. And there's been plenty of bipartisan problem with that going around. But then he says about Romney that Romney should have to, if Romney's willing to give back all this money about the companies he's bankrupt and the rest, Newt should know better on that. If you're taking over a floundering company, like the Bain Group would do, go into a company that's falling apart, you take it over, and guide it through bankruptcy, and some people lose their jobs, it's not Bain's fault that these companies were mismanaged to the point where they had to come in and scoop them up and break them apart, right? Because the jobs that are preserved are the ones that Bain would be responsible for. If nothing happens, then everybody loses. Everybody loses the job. You know, it's an idiotic, I mean, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't, I like a lot of what Newt has to say. I think he's an interesting figure. But this is just, it's a ridiculous attack on Romney there. Because if you're saying, oh my gosh, if anybody ever goes out of business, then that's just some kind of cruel, dishonest way of making money on the part of Romney and these guys. Well, you could just let the businesses flounder and then have everybody lose their job, but exactly how does that help?
That's one of the better analyses. This guy is a pretty good talker. His name is David Bowes, and he had some very good comments, I thought, there. What'd you think about Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich and the comments Gingrich is making, and just what he said, I think, sticks. Okay, speaking of things that stick, does it make a difference to you that Christine O'Donnell, remember her from last year, unsuccessfully running under the Tea Party, Tea Party mantle, backing Mitt Romney? She was interviewed on CNN. She told the interviewer that Romney was the true anti-establishment candidate, not Gingrich, certainly. Says that Gingrich is the flip-flopper, not Romney. So, there you go. Surprise, surprise, surprise. More surprises coming up for you to hear on the countdown. It's 28 past the hour.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar emergency.
My mom's going to the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Yay.
Police.
This is OnStar emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropicare. I can call for sure.
Hello?
Somebody's crazy. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going close.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Policeman.
He did a great job.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Thank you for being here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a unique way of trying to figure out what's going on in the world of the spoken word, the serious, issue-oriented talk radio programs that have a political bent, often are, not always, but often are the heart and soul of what we have to review, because they're more of these stations, not that that's the way it's going. A lot of people are pushing away from the political and getting into issues that are maybe political, but they don't have a spin on them. Interesting, however, as we look at this business of the presidential race, the GOP contenders, who's endorsing whom, Ann Coulter, Dan Quayle, and now Christine O'Donnell. I was talking about her. She was a candidate from Delaware, remember, her comments fell short of giving people confidence that she'd make sense. A lot of people have the same values as those who are in the as Christine O'Donnell and others in the Tea Party. So Ann Coulter, Dan Quayle, and Christine O'Donnell have been now so far endorsed Mitt Romney. Does that sway your mind one way or another? And Gary Busey has endorsed Newt Gingrich. Does that help you to decide, yeah, I'm going to vote for that guy because Gary Busey thinks he'd be swell? Let's listen to Christine O'Donnell, talking about her reasons for endorsing Romney.
Tell us who gets your endorsement.
I like Mitt Romney, and I do have to say that, you know, this is something I gave a lot of thought to. I like all of the candidates, but there are certain things like executive experience, consistency, that are deal-breakers or tie-breakers for me. You know, and I think especially in such an unstable economic environment, what people criticized him for in 2008, his consistency, the fact that he was so strong, and I think people will find that appealing going into the 2012.
Well, some people say that Mitt Romney isn't the most consistent candidate because he's changed his mind about big, important issues over the years.
You know, that's one of the things that I like about him, because he's been consistent since he changed his mind. And I think that he's humble enough to say, I don't always have the right answers.
It seems like the Tea Party centers on one candidate and then becomes disenfranchised.
Right.
It was Michelle Bachmann, then it was Rick Perry. Now it seems to be Newt Gingrich. So why all this, like, searching around for a candidate?
Well, I think that in the primary process, that's okay. You know, you can do that. But we cannot get so emotional behind it that we're, you know, not willing to unite afterwards. Because, again, right now, what we're doing is we're giving Barack Obama a free pass to campaign from the Oval Office.
So the letter from the Tea Party says, specifically of concern, Ms. O'Donnell's statements that Tea Partiers should unite regardless of which candidate wins, statements expressing her personal leanings to be 70% in support of Mitt Romney, and statements regarding her personal donations to his campaign. An official stance is and has always been that the Tea Party should not endorse candidates.
Well, I'm making my endorsement as personal, as Christine O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
Not on behalf of the Tea Party, not on behalf of Christine Peck. This is a personal endorsement. But, you know, as I've said before, the passion that motivates the Tea Party and gives them the energy to go forward and to be a force in the political process could be the very undoing if we're, you know, so rigid about, you know, once there is a nominee, if they refuse to unite behind whoever the front runner is, then it's going to fracture the base of the party, and it's going to make sure that Barack Obama is, you know, gets reelected.
Some of you may not think she's too intelligent, but that's a very intelligent statement, and it applies to this year for the Republicans. It's applied before to Republicans. The primary, if you're not a Democrat or a Republican, you ought to get yourself into a position where you are, so you go vote in the primaries. The whole system is rigged and needs to be changed for sure. But in the meantime, you got to play in the system in order to get what you want, and you don't get what you want unless you are able to vote in the primary. The primary is the more important of the two elections. A lot of people don't know that because they don't study or haven't been exposed to civics classes. The younger you are, even though you may have had a lousy education, the more you get why Ron Paul, for example, is the favorite and why he's moving ahead. I'm looking at the numbers right now. Paul's trailing Newt Gingrich in Iowa by just 1 point. 1 point. Gingrich holds the top spot at 22%. Ron Paul has 21%. Mitt Romney has 16%. So what does that tell you about what's really going on there? Everybody keeps talking about Gingrich. This poll was just conducted a couple of days ago, and it was among 555 Republicans who said they were going to the caucus. Now, in some years, they've had as few as 5,000-6,000 people go to the caucuses, so that's 10% of the voters. That's pretty accurate, usually, according to polling standards. So let's listen to radio host Michael Graham now talk to one of his colleagues from Iowa, a host named Simon Conway, about these polls.
The new PPP poll has Gingrich just 1 point ahead of Ron Paul among likely caucus attendees. Is it possible, based on what you're seeing and hearing on the ground, that the news coming to New Hampshire could be victory for Ron Paul in Iowa?
It's a possibility. This thing is a long way from over. I think Ron Paul's got a set number of voters, and nothing he can do now is going to change that set number. So it's going to depend on the turnout. If the turnout is huge, that is not in Ron Paul's favor. If the turnout is smaller, that is in his favor, because percentage-wise, he will go up.
We're seeing a fair number of ads here in New England. Mostly, I would say that most of the TV ads are coming from Rick Perry because he's got the most money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it like in the media environment in Iowa these days, Simon Conway?
Yeah, it's wall to wall. I mean, and also it's international. I mean, I had French TV in my studio last week. I've got the New York Times in tomorrow. They're everywhere. And of course, strangely, on January the 4th, they're all going to be going, Iowa?
That's right.
When the circus leaves town.
They forget you immediately, Simon.
Oh, immediately,
they say they call, they say they'll write.
I know.
The ads are having the most impact. For example, Gingrich did have a 9-point lead. Now he's down to a 1-point lead. Is Gingrich getting roughed up there in Iowa?
He's getting a little bit roughed up. I mean, people are looking at it. What you're really looking for here is a genuine conservative. And really, there aren't that many of those in the race. You could say that Bachman is one of those. Santorum is one of those. Rick Perry, to a slightly lesser extent, is one of those. I don't think this thing is over by a long way yet. Rick Perry is just embarking on a 44-city tour. Michelle Bachman is about to embark on a tour of all 99 of our counties, which is ridiculous that Iowa has 99 counties, but that's a whole other story. She's going to visit all 99 counties.
But Rick Santorum beat them all to it. Rick Santorum was the first guy to campaign in all 99 counties.
He did. He took well over a year to
and
do
he's
it. He's going to do it in 10 days.
But he's still in single digits, and that's the question I have for you, Simon Conway, because of the bizarre caucus system where you don't just show up and vote. You have to show up, sit in the church basement or a union hall, mm-hmm. listen to people talk, gather into teams, you know, vote someone off the island. I think there's something else. I think now they've added a new musical or theatrical production part.
Secret handshake.
Whose voters are going to be organized enough and motivated enough to come sit in the basement? Will we see a surprise?
That's really relevant. What you said there is really relevant because this is actually a test of organization as well as a test of popularity. So, with Newt Gingrich, for example, having not really campaigned, apart from debates. I mean, he was hovering around 2% and then had great debate after great debate, and suddenly when the other front runners dropped out of the way, he's suddenly zooming up the polls. Well, if you do that fast enough, which he has done, well, there's not much organization on the ground. So, in terms of organization, he's got a lot to do in the 3 weeks that are remaining, and it remains to be seen whether he can actually do it.
There's a talk host Simon Conway from Iowa on with Michael Graham. I was thinking about the last time we had Simon Conway's program focused on this program. He was talking to a caller about Herman Cain getting out. There was a Herman Cain supporter and finding it hard to go somewhere else. If you were a Herman Cain supporter, where have you gone? Many of you have gone to Newt Gingrich, which I guess makes some sense, Mitt Romney, but it's really down to three. And looking at another poll, this is the Gallup poll, Newt Gingrich's lead over Mitt Romney narrowing there. Let's see, according to the Gallup poll, Gingrich leads Romney 31% to 22%, 6-point drop in that poll. And let's see here, what else have we got that makes some sense? The poll also found that Republican voters are divided over who would stand in better to unseat Obama. 44% say Gingrich, 40% say Romney. This was 1,100 Republicans or Republican-leaning voters done by December the 12th. So, again, the polls often go in the direction of whoever pays for them. Gallup is a well-known Republican pollster. And some of these other ones, the Pew Research Center that did the other poll that I was talking about, viewed as being a little more objective. So all of this stuff, subject to change, of course, it just makes for interesting comments and conversation, which you can certainly participate in by dialing 800-510-8255. We'll spend a little bit more time on the presidential GOP side of things, and then we're going to spend some time on the proposed cell phone ban. That's a hot ditty. 17 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, San Francisco has become the first city in the nation to have a minimum wage in excess of $10 an hour. Now, of all the laws that politicians pass, the minimum wage has got to be the dumbest. What it is, it's a tax on jobs. What it does, at least in San Francisco now, is it says if you're not worth more than $10 an hour, in other words, if you can't deliver productivity in excess of $10 an hour, it is illegal for you to get a job within the city of San Francisco. And, of course, it's not just $10 an hour. It's all the payroll taxes and all the other add-ons that come with a job. So it's probably more like $14 or $15 an hour of productivity that a San Francisco worker needs to be able to deliver before the government will allow that person to have a job. In a time where you have lots of unemployment, the last thing we should be doing is taxing jobs and making it illegal for people to work. Get more on ShiftRadio.com.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil.
It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
So the GOP race for the presidency, boiling it somewhat, synthesizing the information, et cetera, who's ahead, the poll, who's leading, how do the numbers change, the narrow. It's just really a thing that's in flux. A lot of intelligent comments and a lot of foolish comments, which happened. It's all part of great conversation, and we try to survey it every day on the countdown. What's going on at some of your favorite talk radio stations with your favorite hosts, and put it all together and give you a customer preference. Here's talk host Nick Reed with Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about his reasons of endorsing Mitt Romney.
You've come out and you're a supporter of Mitt Romney, and there's been a surge from former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and there are a lot of his former colleagues that are saying, hey, you know, he may be a great thinker and stuff, but he doesn't play well with others, and, you know, you don't want this guy. It seems like there's somewhat of a double-edged sword there, and you worked with him, because there's probably an instinct by those who have worked with him that feel that this he wouldn't necessarily be good. But I wonder if, and I'm just curious your thoughts about this, one of his biggest detriments is people seeing him as an insider and part of the Washington Beltway because he was there for so long. But at the same time, a lot of currently elected officials that people consider to be part of that are saying, oh, no, we don't like this guy. So I think some people see that as, well, gosh, maybe I do kind of like him after all, if the Washington insiders don't. What are your thoughts about all that and the perception and the way it's playing out?
Well, you know, what I said when I endorsed Romney was, and then I didn't endorse Romney until last September, so, you know, I let this play out for a while before I decided where I was going to be. I think Romney can do the job, and I actually think in November he's the most likely Republican to be elected. I think he puts stakes in play that nobody else does, and I think he has a real chance to be the next president, but... You know, I said at the time, I'm not opposed to anybody. I'm just for somebody.
Yeah.
I've known him a long time. He came in and did an event for me in the Senate campaign. What I think happens, if this is a debate between Newt Romney principally and Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney for the next month or so, is that people are going to see a really smart, accomplished Republicans talking about what the president should be doing and what the presidency can mean, I think that'll be a good thing for Republicans. Now they have very different backgrounds, and I think at some point the choice is, do you want the Romney, largely private sector job creator background, or do you want the Newt background of historian and political leader and wartime chieftain when it came to take over the House for the first time in a long time or not. And I think that's not a bad thing for conservatives or a bad thing for the Republican Party. So if it had to come down to two people, I'm not sure there are two better people for the image of our party compared to the growing image that the Democrats don't have a leader.
Hey, it is pretty... That's good. The reason I'm chuckling is because I'm reading an op-ed piece describing Newt Gingrich as a junkyard dog, which I find that's a great it's imagery, isn't it? Moving along on the countdown to the proposed cell phone ban that has many of you hot under the collar, up next on the countdown.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Let's try to take apart this cell. It's a startling headline, actually. U.S. Safety Board urges cell phone ban for drivers. You need to be worrying about this if you use your cell phone. A ban. No, nothing. No, you get arrested if you've got the cell phone in a car under this proposal. From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, talk host Scott Voorhees and Lucy Chapman talk about this proposed ban.
The NTSB decided that using your cell phone at all for any reason while driving is too dangerous to be allowed in the United States of America. They've recommended a total ban on any cell phone use, and they're saying except for emergencies. Well, what constitutes an emergency?
Take the chicken out of the freezer for supper is pretty important to me.
Yeah, I know. Hey, start the oven. I'm almost home with the food. That's a dinner time emergency. Taking a call from your boss while driving is a driving emergency because I have a boss right down the hall here who just gets incensed if he can't reach you on your cell phone. And I've seen him do it. He'll call up someone and get voicemail, and he'll sit there and go on the same rant. Every single time, go, what's the point of having a cell phone? If you can't contact someone, if you got the cell phone right there in your pocket, I think he looks at the number and then he decides not to take my phone call. So you got bosses around there that don't like they can't reach you on your cell phone. I guess you're supposed to pull to the side of the road on the Dodge Expressway and take the phone call. So the National Transportation Safety Board says it's too dangerous to use your phone while driving. It's backed up by several police officers. Locally here, the Greater Omaha Chapter of the National Safety Council, wait, they just changed their name. National Safety Council Nebraska is the new name for the local Safety Council chapter. The good people over there support this ban. Now, they're, you know, police officers, the National Safety Council, the National Transportation Safety Board, even Lucy Chapman in the Total Traffic Center, these are all people who every single day it seems like there's nothing but people getting in car accidents, usually while texting, while driving, or being on the phone.
I'm not in a car accident.
No, but they're reviewing all the traffic accidents every day in your capacity as total traffic babe. So if you're in that position, police, safety council, it seems like, geez, every day there's a car accident around here. Someone's texting or not paying attention while driving. This stuff is too dangerous. Now, if you're that close to the situation, I can understand where you're coming from. Also, people who are supporting the ban would be, in several cases, fathers, mothers who lost children or loved ones due to an accident where someone was not paying attention while driving. Instead, they were paying attention to their phone. Certainly, these people are closer to the situation. Now, I'm just a guy who drives around the streets of Omaha every single day, and I see people talking on the phone. I'm talking on the phone, and while I've seen some people begin to move into lanes that they should not be occupying at the time, and then quickly have to correct, and I think, you idiot, I'm sure that I've done that as well. None of us are perfect drivers, and this was the case before we all had phones in our cars. We're all bad drivers. None of us are perfect drivers. We all get upset. But I'm able to get back, and I know I'm jinxing myself in saying so, but I'm able to get back and forth around town every single day. I drive all over town, and it's very rare that you actually see an accident, and that accident involves cell phones.
All right, here are the ladies on The View reacting to the NTSB's call to ban all cell phone use in cars.
The National Transportation Safety Board is calling for a nationwide ban on texting, hands-free cell phone use while driving, saying it's simply too dangerous to be allowed on the road.
I mean, what's next, driving with three kids in the back? Because this is how I drive. They're like, Binky, movie,
I'm not driving
water.
No.
I know.
No.
Bill was saying that he thinks the hands-free should be allowed. But I don't. When I'm in a taxi and the driver is constantly on the phone and he can't hear the horn and he can't hear the whir of the bicycle, I agree there should be nothing.
But no, it's worse when you're driving and you're talking to a passenger that won't stop. That's worse
not
than
be good.
They need a clear law because
that
here's the problem.
Mean the other's good.
Texting while driving, when people could do it, they actually did it on the steering wheel, and I'm not making an argument for it. But now they're sneaky texting while driving, so you actually have it like down by your hand. So you're even more distracted.
I'm going to tell you, no one ever thinks it's going to be them. They think, I know what I'm doing. Those people didn't know how to do it. I know what I'm doing. And the truth of the matter is, when you have a passenger, when we were little, and people talked to passengers on the side, it was like this. They would have half a head, but there was an understanding that they needed to watch the road. For some reason now, people do not pay attention. They're over. Did you see the cop car? There was a cop car in Miami this morning that they showed on the news.
Yeah.
The guy dropped a pencil, went to pick it up, and the car ended up on a pole like that.
A policeman.
Now, they say when you look at the text, it takes you 5 seconds, okay? And you're going the distance of a football field.
Yeah, but if I can say texting, but how do you feel about hands-free?
Well, you know, hands-free, it's not...